This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 5/8/2018. We're into the month of May, on the way to summer. The weather is definitely changing here. I hope where you are. Let me be the first to welcome you to the Power Hour Radio Show. So good to be with you. In case you didn't know who I was, and that's understandable because it's been a while since I've been here. I'm Daniel Brigman, your host. And like I said, very good to be back in America. Good to be with you here. Good to be with the Power Hour. I'll tell you a little bit about where I've been and some of the observations. Pretty interesting. I think it is. I mean, hopefully that you can gather something from it. I've been in Europe, in part of one of the countries in the EU, and just what's going on over there. Pretty interesting, I thought. And so we'll talk about that a little later. Later on in the show, after the news, we're going to have Jack Mullen. He's a writer for Activist Post, the government rag. He has a new article, America's Red Flag Wake-Up Call. The seven states that are looking to pass legislation to take guns. The false reality, his paradigm that he's discussing in this article, pretty interesting, I thought would be interesting, and so he's going to join us for about an hour or so and discuss it. I think it'll be very good. Hope you stick around for it. The big news of the day, of course, is if you have vacation property in the suburbs of Iran anywhere, you may want to rethink. You may want to sell cheap now. Because Donald Trump, you know, this is nothing new for, geez, a year of his campaign. He has been discussing the Iranian deal. And deal is a strong word. What would you call it? The unmitigated, weighted giving of truckfuls, planefuls of money to Iran so that they can cross their fingers and tell us that they're not building a bomb all the while they looks like they were building a bomb. You remember that thing? Obama thought that was a good idea. The evidence has come out. Of course, it came from Israel. Israel Netanyahu's put that information. How reliable is it? It seems like it's credible. Obviously, time will tell, and our suspicion is justified. Anything coming from the upper levels of government, especially from the United States, especially from the country of Israel. But it appears that Iran, who had agreed not to enrich uranium to build a bomb, only to, oh, we're just going to help power our people. Oh, okay. Well, let's help you and send a truck full, you know, about $400 billion of cash on pallets to you. That's what Obama thought. That would be a good idea. They weren't enriching anybody, certainly not the people. Now, obviously, there's probably lots of levels to this. It's never cut and dry. Especially where the Middle East is concerned, especially where Israel seems to be concerned. So call me a skeptic. But Donald Trump today did what he said he would do on the campaign. Very unique. Against Macron, against most of Europe, certainly. Macron came all the way over here just to beg him basically stay in the deal, saying that the non-proliferation, say that three times fast, non-proliferation, excuse me, of nuclear warheads in Iran is going to be in jeopardy. Really, Emmanuel? Because evidence is showing that they have a bomb already. So how did that treaty work? I don't know. We'll get to this as we go through news. From Breitbart, story, promise kept. Donald Trump announces decision to withdraw from Iran deal. President Donald Trump announces decision to withdraw from the deal today, keeping his campaign promise to end the agreement reached by former President Barack Obama. The president announced his decision in a speech at the White House in the diplomatic room. The Trump's decision signals a major departure from Obama's signature foreign diplomatic agreement reached in 2015 with the rogue regime. There's that word, regime. Everything, something that we don't like is a regime. Not that I'm justifying Iran, please, by any means, but I find these words to be like, dog whistles or something. The big question now is, is this going to affect the negotiation with North Korea? Will North Korea look upon America to be trusted to do deals if we don't honor this deal? Well, one, this wasn't a treaty. It didn't go through Senate. Certainly Obama didn't go to the Senate to ratify this deal, which takes three quarters of the Senate to ratify such an agreement as a treaty. So it's not like it was a treaty. It was an agreement. One by one, Donald Trump seems to be undoing the major legislative, the major policies of the Obama administration. You know, of course, Obamacare, the mandate is gone, basically killing Obamacare for the most part. It's limping along, but he's killed, they've taken the teeth out of it. The TPP, he's smashed that to pieces. The whole climate change debate, he's basically scrubbed that off of whitehouse.gov websites, basically. It's been scrubbed. And now this whole Iranian, his Middle East peace policy, I guess this is what earned him the kind of actions that earned him a Nobel Peace Prize. If Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize for the things he did, and these, what do you call them, irrelevant actions? Not irrelevant, but minuscule actions towards peace. If he got a Nobel Peace Prize for this, then what should they give Donald Trump if he can get North and South Korea to unite and end the war? They should build a statue outside in Brussels somewhere. I mean, I'm exaggerating. It's not what I'm looking for, but you get the point. This is it's very interesting to see who is coming out against this action. Most of the EU, Macron certainly made his trip all the way over here, as we mentioned. A lot of the senators, the congressmen in America are basically, the sky is falling if you do this. How dare you do this? And it's all just like the little Chicken Little who, you know, basically cried wolf. This is another step in American sovereignty, I think. Win, lose, or draw, no matter what about how the details break down, this is about America, I think, for us here in the States. This is about America declaring independence and backing away from these entanglements with foreign governments. I think that's a good sign. And Trump is doing what he said. Whether you like this or not, this is what Trump campaigned on, one of his major points that he said we'd do, and he's doing it. That's big. I think Israel is just itching to get their hands on the trigger and to call the strike to rain hellfire missiles down on Iran, and the people of Iran, the cities of Iran, the centrifuges of Iran, you know, all, of course, purchased from the good old United States government, Uncle Sam. So the win-win for the military-industrial complex. I think they're ready to do this. Is there real tension there? Is there real danger there? Yes, there is. If Iran has a nuclear bomb, then what's the rest of the country's going to want? Well, where's our bomb? That's what they're going to say. And the already hanging by a precipice atmosphere of the Middle East will get tenser. Of course, our presence and our domineering way, I'm sure, is not really helping this. But we'll see how this shakes out. That's the biggest story of the day. We'll pay very close attention to it. America withdraws from the Iranian deal of 2015. Was it JCPOA, the Joint Plan of Action? You notice how these Joint Plan of Action, they don't join anything. But anyway, we are out of it. We are looking for a new deal with Iran. We are looking to have basically open doors so we can make sure that they're not building a bomb. And if they do that, I think things are going to be okay. If they don't, I think they're going to have an Israeli warhead right up their keister. That's what I see. But time will tell, and that's the biggest story of the day. From Iran to Venezuela, Mike Pence calls for much more action as the U.S. imposes French sanctions on Venezuela. The United States imposed fresh sanctions on Venezuela on Monday, as Vice President Mike Pence said the administration was ready to do much, much more to help topple the Maduro regime. Again, there's that word regime. They've sold out the oil to foreign interests, and now the foreign interests want to take their pound of flesh. Next to Venezuela in the same hemisphere, we have Argentina. Over the weekend, you may have heard 40% interest rates. The stability of currencies, the stability of nations throughout the world is coming under question more and more. Venezuela, Iran. Israeli military on high alert out of RT. Bomb shelters are ready on the Golan Heights over Iran activity in Syria. What is Iran doing in Syria? Israeli's military is on high alert after allegedly spotting irregular Iranian military movement in Syria, with bomb shelters in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights being readied in anticipation of an attack. Is something about the spark here? You know, the New World Order has taken, the global plan has taken a hit. It's taken a hit, the wave of nationalism, not just America, but, you know, EU, Poland, the people. You can fool some of the people all the time, and, you know, but you can never fool all the people all the time. You know how that saying goes. And the people are starting to wake up to this deal. And the same factions are being revealed and cannot operate in secrecy anymore. And that is where we are. And the instability in the world in the year 2018. Israel, Iran, Venezuela, Argentina, Syria, China, South China Sea. Reportedly China shot down one of our planes with lasers. Is that true? Has it been confirmed? Why are we not even talking about that? Because China's a little different. We can't bully China. China has technology. You know, we know we do because we gave it to them. They stole it from us or paid off politicians to get it. Very interesting times we live in. There's some great news. I mean, fantastic news. Two stories I'm going to get to when we come back. One is about Iowa and another is about Will Riley. Will Riley and his student organized walkout that he did. These are fantastic stories. We're going to get to that. Of course, Mueller and Trump. Mueller is still there. What is he still doing? Many judges have come out and just eviscerated him. Complete embarrassment in court. That's very important. And Jeff Sessions. You know, we had Jerome Corsi on and we asked him point blank, what's up with Sessions? He thinks he's compromised. What is that compromised position? What do they have over him? I'm not sure. I have my ideas. I have my thoughts. Either way, Congress is not waiting around for him. The key member of this draining the swamp right now and the pressure from the swamp to Trump to the swamp is A.G. Sessions. And he is basically sitting on his hands and letting them have their way with Donald Trump, his administrations, and his policies. And by de facto, the American people. That's clear to me. A.G. Sessions, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who campaigned strong for Trump, is the key member there. we'll get to the story after that. I mean, some of these stories are so laughable. But two, on the other side of the news, or the break, two very, very good news stories you're going to want to listen to, I'm sure. And I'm going to tell you where I was for the past little bit. And what's going on in the EU, on the streets, the man on the streets. Stay tuned. You are listening to the Power Hour.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm Daniel Brigman. So good to be back with you on the eighth day of the month. Time is just moving right along. Of course, the biggest story of the day is the America pulling out of the Iran deal. What does that mean? What are the variables? Maybe we don't know all those right now. Time will tell, but the situation is certainly heating up and coming to a head, good or bad. Trump is doing what he said he was going to do on this case. That's very good to me, at least that part. So thank you, Donald Trump. Two fantastic stories. These are the best stories. They're not getting any attention they should because of all this other geopolitical nonsense in Syria and Iran and what have you. The first one, this is out of from Iowa. Iowa governor signs the abortion restriction law. The ACLU, of course, and Planned Parenthood, of course, plan to sue, declaring all innocent life is precious and sacred. Governor Kim Reynolds, the end of last week, signed legislation that is described as the nation's most restrictive abortion law. Outside her office, abortion rights supporters chanted, "Our bodies, our choice," while the first-term Republican governor, surrounded by lawmakers and families from a Christian academy, signed Senate File 359. The law bans most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, often as early as the sixth week of pregnancy. Normally, it's about 18 weeks that I've seen. Is probably a marker that they're going to go with, but, you know, it can be much earlier, obviously, at six weeks. And before many women even know they are pregnant, that's probably the issue that the ACLU is going to attack. This, obviously, is head-on versus with Roe versus Wade. It's head-on with Planned Parenthood, with the government funding all these things. Can states have the rights? States' rights. I mean, is this the Civil War all over again? Is this South Carolina seceding, basically saying we have a right to determine ourselves? The states created the federal government, not the federal government created the states. Are the states autonomous? Are they or are they not? I don't see how you can make me or taxpayers or what have you pay for abortions, and that's rights. Like, it's a right, like the right to breathe, the right to life. So now you have the right to for me to pay for you an abortion. Obviously, this is going to be hotly contested. Obviously, this is a huge argument for many, many decades. The great news about this is that things seem to go from the different direction of the 70s of Roe versus Wade. For many years, the doctor, scientist, schools told us, oh, it's not a baby, it doesn't mean anything, it's just a glob of cells, it's nothing. And then technology, whatever, the word spread and say, no, I mean, you're killing, these are babies. I mean, they're little babies, they have lives, they have heartbeats, they have what have you. Either way, no matter what you feel, abortion itself is a destructive activity. The fountains of life, we've seen population reductions all over Europe. The waste, the self-destruction of our most vital resource and power. I mean, isn't it the ability to create life? Isn't it the ability to create children? Isn't that our greatest power? And to be so careless and reckless with it is destructive. Here's that's the good news, is that the tide is turning. America's turning on this issue. The other side of this coin, and what I'm going to call for. When Donald Trump began to run for president in 2015, I don't remember when exactly it was, what part of the campaign, there were two or three big churches, who came out and wrote letters in support of the refugees. Donald Trump was campaigning that we can't let these in, we can't let them dilute the country, we don't know who they are, they're a security risk, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know the story. The Catholic Church, you know, the Pope who lives behind the Vatican and the armed guards everywhere, he wrote a letter, or the Catholic Church did. The Mormon Church did. I believe one of the factions of the Baptist Church did, all strongly in favor of these refugees and that we need to support them. And seemingly a backhanded slap, not seemingly, is a backhanded slap, was a backhanded slap completely at the candidacy of Donald Trump. In Utah, where the Mormon Church is headquartered, it gave rise to the third-party candidate, the ex-CIA. I can't even, I can see him. I loathe that guy. He's on CNN all the time. It just lost me. But it created a very divisive atmosphere for Trump, which is Utah's extremely Republican state. I mean, it should have been a walk, but yet there was this third-party candidate that came up because of this action and the tenor that it created. Why do I bring that up? We have seen churches, we have seen in America, the Catholic Church, the Mormon Church, the Baptist Church, you're against abortions, you're pro-life, and for the sanctity of marriage, for the sanctity of babies and children and creation, you're for all those things. If you're gonna write a frickin' letter in support of the refugees, that we need to take them in, we need to let them do whatever they want, then where are you now when a state is standing up against Roe versus Wade? Where is your letter now? Can you answer me that? Why, if you're part of this church, why is your church not put out these letters right now? Why? That's the big question. We'll talk a little bit more on the other side and the other fantastic story. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm Daniel Brigman, in case you didn't know who I was, if you just barely started listening to the show. I want to thank everybody who filled in during the past 10 days or so. We had some great fill-ins, as always. Catherine did a fantastic job. Everybody who was on was just first rate. We've gotten really good response from you, the audience. You like them. So that makes me feel very good. I'm very happy that you did, and the people, the message is still getting out. So that's very important to me. This story in Iowa is this abortion new law. New law. It's passed. It's passed. Senate's not talking about it. It's not through one house or the other. Passed, signed by the governor. Once a baby has a heartbeat, no abortion. And that is a radical change, the most restrictive abortion law in the country. It is being passed. What does that tell us? In a world of defeatism for patriots, for Americans, for whatever has been shoved down our throat, something that the tide has been turned and everything, all this has been turned on its head. And a law has actually been passed. What does that tell us? Just because CNN doesn't tell us we're doing a good job, doesn't tell us that progress is being made, doesn't mean that progress is not being made. Progress is being made. We are winning on so many accounts. Freedom, liberty, justice, truth, on so many accounts is winning. And this is another one. And I'll repeat my call again here in a second. I'm going to make a couple of announcements. Of course, our great sponsor, Elena George, LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org. You don't have to play the Obamacare Russian roulette. You don't have to be bounce back and forth from these insurance monopolies. You don't. Just common sense. You know, we talk about common sense, gun control. They say that all the time. Okay, well, let's have something common sense. Here it is, LibertyHealthShare.org. LibertyHealthShare.org. Of course, if you're looking for gold and silver, which I always am, and I always appreciate, hotcoins.com, or 1-800-HOTCOINS is the phone number, usgoldcoins.com, usgoldcoins.com. Andy Gauss, our great sponsor. Nobody else. Those are our sponsors on the show. Of course, the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. I went away and Catherine put everything on sale, basically 10% off the eye complex. And then we have extended on certain items that we have are on sale at the Power Mall. You can check it at the website, thepowermall.com, also at thepowerhour.com. You can see under the Power Mall tab, you can see the different sale items we have, so many. Or you can just call Jay. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. These are things that you need, you deserve, and we need and deserve your consideration to purchase from them. This is what funds us. You fund this information. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. And Joyce's 20-year saga, or almost 20 years, on the Power Hour has brought a lot of fruit. Ladies and gentlemen, and the abortion law that has been signed, the pro-life law that has been signed in Iowa, to some degree, you can tip your hat to Joyce Riley for it, for so many years talking about this and discussing, especially in Missouri. I've never lived, I've lived in several states in America. I've never seen a state with so many billboards about abortions, messages of encouragement for mothers, opportunity. I mean, it's just fantastic here in Missouri. I know there's some other states that are like that. The Midwest seems to be full of them, and I hope that Middle America holds on to that deal. Now, the call that I made before, and I'm going to make again. First, let me give out the phone number. People said, well, I don't take phone calls. Well, we're at a different time, and so many of the people who listen to us on shortwave, what have you, are listening to a different time. They're not even listening live anymore. You know that story. I'm not going to get into that. Our phone number, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I apologize if I have not given you, the listener, opportunities to call. You have the opportunity to call. John, just let me know if somebody calls, and we'll get you on. If you have something to say, if you're there, or any of these subjects, just call, and we'll get you on. I'd love to hear from you. So the opportunity is yours. Getting back to my call, and this is a very important call, I believe, and a very important point. The churches in America in the 1700s helped foment revolution. They supported it. They gave the revolutionaries, the colonists, Paul Revere, the like, Patrick Henry, Samuel Adams, John Adams, no question. They gave them the moral high ground, the moral authority, that King George wasn't wrong politically. He was offending God. That the British occupation, the avenues that they were taking were killing this country, and were offending God. Therefore, what is more important, your life or freedom? That is the great political question of all time. And Patrick Henry asked it in his most famous speech. What's more famous? What's more important, your life or freedom? And the churches were right behind it. What's more important, your life or freedom? The Savior laid down his life for freedom, so should we. That was the call, really, these churches. A year or so before the election, the major denominations, a few major denominations, wrote letters in support of the refugee importation in America, throughout the world, but particularly in America. the Mormon Church, the Catholic Church, and I think some sects of the Baptists. I'm going by a little bit of memory, but I know the Catholics and the Mormons did for sure. For sure. It caused quite a stir with Trump's election, especially in Utah, the third-party candidate, what have you. My call and my question is, if these churches say they don't want to be political and say that they don't want to offend people and go out on a limb to call for help for these refugees and for us to open our arms to these refugees, unvetted or not, and just give them whatever they ask for, if they are going to call for that, where are the Pope's letter? Where is the Mormon Church's letter? Where is some of these Baptist churches' letter in support of the state of Iowa and Governor Kim Reynolds right now as they are looking to end open abortions in Iowa and really be a stepping stone to the rest of the country? Where are they? And if they are not putting out that letter, what does that tell you? Is the refugees more important than abortions? Than stopping abortions? This isn't something that might happen or could happen, what have you. In Iowa, pro-life won. They won, ladies and gentlemen, and you should be exhilarated by that. Where are the churches to get behind this and support Governor Kim Reynolds? Because now all Hades, so to speak, is about to be unleashed on her through the ACLU, through Planned Parenthood, the funding. Where are the churches? Where is Jonas Clark, circa 2018? And if they do not, what does that say? I said, right along with that, this idea about guns. We have a gun sheet, a one sheet that you can hand to people about the Bill of Rights, about the Second Amendment, and about vaccines, and you just copy the Bill of Rights. Many of you are asking, please call Jay, 877-817-9829. If you don't have the ability to get to a computer or get these printed, or maybe you don't have a friend, and maybe ask a friend if they can print them on thepowerhour.com, call Jay, and we'll print them out and send them to you. This is so key right now. And this story about, was it David Hogg? Of course, the kid from Parkland who was in two different places, or at least he claims to be, on video, not my speculation, his words, when the fighting or so-called shooting broke out at Parkland. Anyway, so many questions about that. I don't want to get into that now. We'll get into it more with Jack Mullen on the next hour. To counter this walkout against guns, a walkout to enact gun control and take people's guns in America, Will Riley out of Carlsbad High School has enacted a walkout to support the Second Amendment, to let people know. And what he said just absolutely warmed my heart. I told you that probably the happiest, I don't know if proudest is the word, I don't know, when the pastor came on with Kelby Smith, and he said he printed out copies of the Bill of Rights and gave them to the people in his church, his parishioners, his flock. That was the happiest, the most successful, the biggest point I've ever felt on this show when that happened. Because I know what that means. And I know about that ethic and how powerful that is. Nicholas Wright. This student, Will Riley in California, when interviewed about this walkout, he says, you cannot take away a right, you can only violate it. And I just thought, my God, wow, we really have a chance with these young people. The ethic that is America, remember what my grandfather asked me, what makes America different from every other country? Danny, what makes it different? That our rights come from God, not from man, and man can't take them away. That is the difference between America, the United States of America, and every other country, that ethic and moral. And for this student to recognize that your rights cannot be taken, they can only be violated. You can only be harmed by this process. So this idea of common sense, gun control, all this nonsense, it's nonsense. And he stated that, the high school student. Wow, that's power. On the other side, I'm going to tell you where I've been and what's it like in one of the EU countries. Guess how much sales tax is in Greece right now? Just guess, and I'll tell you the answer when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. So good to be with you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It's about 50 after, 49 after, wherever we are. Not sure where you are, but so glad that you're joining us. Want to tell you where I've been. We've been on a trip to Europe, and I had to go, and I apologize I wasn't able to be here. Again, thanks for all the guest hosts and what have you. In Greece, let you know a little bit of what's going on and the people, because I've heard so many things about the EU and I thought this might interest you. Just take a guess what sales tax is in Greece. Just take a guess. In America, you know, it's for food in some places, it's pretty cheap, probably down to 3% some places. Generally 6 to 8.5, I think, maybe in New York, something like that. Just take a guess what it is in Greece. 24%. If I said 24%, would that surprise you? Well, it shocked the heck out of me. I'll tell you that. 24%. As we began to talk to some of the business owners there, they mentioned that their tax rate, and this is two or three businesses. Now, what's the published tax rate and then the actual tax rate in practice when you add all the fees and the what have you. They told me both that tax rate is somewhere around 73% for a business. 73% for a business. That's austerity. That's what's going on in the EU. 73% for taxes for the business. The sales tax is 24%. If you haven't guessed, I think it's pretty easy to guess that business commerce is grinding to a halt in Greece. The people are upset. The people are hurt. The people are depressed. They tax children. Now, listen to what I'm saying. If you have children in Greece, they tax you. They charge you. They charge you to have children. And then once you, but if you're a refugee and you're a Muslim refugee, what have you, you have children, they give you money for children. What does that tell you? They give you money. This is all going on. One thing I will say about Greece, the people are fantastic, at least happy, good, personable. They drive like maniacs. Oh my gosh. You think rush hour traffic in Atlanta is bad. Go drive in Athens, scooters flying by, these little Fiats everywhere. I mean, it's like Indy 500 with mini cars or something. I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, if I wouldn't have seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. There's hardly any cops around. I mean, there are cops, but not many, especially in the outside, the big city outside Athens. I didn't see one car pulled over for, speeding or anything like that in America. As soon as I landed back in America, it was like, I didn't go 5 miles and I saw two people pulled over for speeding. And I thought, wow, who's the free country? Whatever. I did see people wreck in Greece. I did see a bunch of wrecks, but I didn't see any police pull anybody over for speeding. On top of it, if you have money in the bank, right now in Greece, they have what's called capital controls. Capital controls. That means you can't get your money out. You cannot get your money out of Greece. You can only I take that back. You can take 450 euros about a week. All the rest of it's in there. My friend who I went, he has 90,000 euros in the bank. He can't touch any of it, but $450 a week. That's capital controls. On the show, we've talked about this ad nauseum almost, but it's so important about the foundation of this country and the uniqueness. And I was thinking over the weekend, what is the most profound thing that I've brought to you? This show is brought with me being here. What's the most profound idea? Because ideas are bulletproof. The concept about Darwinism being taught and leveled upon our schools in the 1800s and how that made us beasts and how we were reduced to beasts and that our rights by natural selection were taken by our quote-unquote rulers and people who want to rule over us, and that the leaders then feel like by natural selection they can rule over us because we're just one-celled organisms that have evolved. We're just cattle. And that the opposite is the American way, the Patrick Henry, the Declaration of Independence, the most revolutionary, the greatest accomplishment in our history, becomes the concept that, no, we're endowed by our Creator, that divinity, that greatness, that freedom, that liberty is inbred in us. And when you break it all down, you read the Bible, science is actually confirming these ideas and these concepts and making Darwinism look like a joke. And that who you are and your right of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, to build, to destroy, you know, to break down things in your house or your property, whatever, your property, to pursue property. God gave you the dominion. The Creator gave you the dominion. This is the most revolutionary idea. Compare it in within Darwinism, how they're using natural selection in our schools and teaching secular humanism to take these rights away and control you. This is the greatest concept that I've ever spoken to you on this radio, on this microphone. And in Greece, they are taxing children. If you want to know what social justice looks like, two steps forward from where America is right now, three steps probably. If you want to know what austerity looks like, you want to know what these plans and socialism and the evils of them, socialism makes you a beast, and that you have to pay the government to have children. That's evil. That's where Greece is. And they are oppressed, and there's a light which is dimmed in them. Not that America's perfect, by any means. If you let the Declaration of Independence go, if you let these concepts and these ideas go, you will look back on this life, like the Parthenon that I visited, the ancient Greek Parthenon, which ancient Greece was a step forward in the evolution of government, whatever, in man, from where it had been, let's put it that way. The Parthenon at its height was one of the wonders of the world. And now it sits in almost ruin, being held up by scaffolding and architectural engineers trying to keep it together. And it's symbolic of the Greek culture. Are we going to look back 1,000 years and people are going to talk about the Declaration of Independence the same way? Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, George Washington, what have you, this accomplishment, are they going to do that? It's going to be up to you. What are you going to hold on to? Because you are the creator. And your image and your belief in this life, whatever concept you have, whatever concept you hold, will be your future. I appreciate you. I really enjoyed being on here, seeing the world and seeing you and having your spirit with us. We need your support. We deserve your support. And the rest of the show, GCN's made the decision to put it to replay. So I appreciate you. God bless you. And remember who you are, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. I love you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.